With the persevering nature of this year's winter, it's necessary to have somewhere to go for a warm reprieve. Fortunately, there are many places in Longmont and beyond to enjoy a sense of spring and get your hands dirty with some warm weather activities to lift spirits. Fantasy orchids in Louisville. Learn about orchid keeping in Colorado at a Fantasy Orchids growing class. If you're new to orchids, experts at Fantasy Orchids can provide the necessary tools and instruction. We plan to cover the basics of caring for orchids as well as repotting, said Fantasy Orchids General Manager Kent Gordon. The greenhouse is a really nice place to visit in the wintertime as it's almost always warm and humid. While you're there, you can enjoy the greenhouse space, and study the vibrant colors of the diverse collection of orchids. The next upcoming growing class is February 25th, and there is also a Valentine's Day event on Valentine's Day. Class spots are paid for and fill fast. Call Fantasy Orchids at 303-666-5432 to book yours in advance. Happy Day Plants on Main Street in Longmont. Happy Day Plants has a multitude of events along with a variety of cute house plants to shop. The shop will host a healthy plant swap on February 4th, and have Valentine's workshop on February 11th where patrons can choose a pot, plant and planting stick. There is also a macrame plant hanger workshop, with an option for kids. To view the full list of upcoming classes, use this link. https://www.happydayplants.com/events Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster. Perhaps the best place to reconnect with wildlife during the winter months is the Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster. The tropics area is designed to give guests the feeling they are in a real rainforest. There are over 1,800 butterflies at any given time, said Amy Yarger, the pavilion's director of horticulture. The tropics area holds over 100 different types of tropical plants, from all over the world. She said some of the plants only bloom this time of year, including the red powder puff, whose bright color and fuzzy appearance explains its name. The pavilion stays upwards of 85 degrees during the winter and Yarger describes it as a reverse snow globe. If you're missing outdoor exercise, patrons can try out the pavilion's jungle yoga, offered every Saturday at 9 a.m. in the conservatory. Being in nature is therapeutic, and very rejuvenating, said Jennifer Quirman, the pavilion's director of communications and marketing, adding, the pavilion is quiet and empty in the morning. The class is an hour long and involves simple yoga that is suitable for beginners. Yarger recommends beginning the planning process for spring gardens now, so as to give your garden the best potential for success. In the Habitat Gardening Bootcamp, beginning February 26 and running through September, members of the pavilion's horticulture team will guide patrons through the steps of site assessment, design, choosing the right plants and plant care for your specific garden. The camp also includes a half-hour consultation with a horticulturist for each participant. Find these opportunities and more at this link https://butterflies.org/learn/. Fiona's Fairy Garden in Loveland. At Fiona's Fairy Garden, you can cultivate an indoor garden to bring an element of spring inside while you're waiting for the snow to melt. The shop offers in-person garden building classes, where customers can purchase a starter kit, choose from hundreds of garden accessories and miniatures and receive guidance on how to create your perfect garden. Also among the class offerings is the gerarium class, where customers can create a terrarium in a jar and enjoy a tiny spring ecosystem any time of the year. Classes are not pre-scheduled, but become available upon booking. To learn more about available classes, use this link http://fionasfairygarden.com/.